weekend down at the British Indoor Cycling Championships down here in Coventry. This weekend, George.
Yep.
From Friday, what's been happening?
Well, we had the open individual stuff first. That was on the Saturday. It was Mike Hewitson, Dougie Morgan, Mark Lee and Jake Slight all competed on the Saturday. Jake Slight, Dougie Morgan and Mike Hewitson, they all competed in the Senior Open. Mark Lee competed in the Under-16s. Nothing good for the first three. Mikey made the semi-final of the Open, but got knocked out in the semi-final. Dougie Morgan and Jake Slight, they were both knocked out in the qualifying round. Jake Slight literally was knocked out. He crashed and he was out for a good 2 or 3 minutes unconscious. He's okay now. On the Saturday night, Mark Lee competed in the Under-16s. He was a bit unlucky in all honesty. He was leading in his first race and crashed and then finished second in his next four races. If he had completed that first ride and won, there was nobody near him when he came down. It's just he slid out. He would have been at least in a runoff for the podium place in third. He may well have been awarded third, depending on the count back that they're on with this one. So that was the Saturday. Sunday, it was all about Kieran. Came up. It's a qualifying round first to get through. With that, if you win your first race, then you're through automatically to the final. He done that. Quite straightforward. Quite simple. He had favourable gate draws for these five races in the final. First one, he was in gate three. And he made the gate, got to the first corner okay, he was in the lead, came off the second bend, one rider had slipped past him, but he was still comfortable, came up to the third and fourth turns, and the young rider for Poole just didn't bother turning left, went straight on, collected Kieran the bike. Kieran went into the air fence initially. They have one of these air fences like they use at the motorised speedway. He went in with such an impact, though, it lifted him clean up and over, and the bike followed him over the fence as well. So much for safety fence. The initial fear with the medics there was that he had broken his scaphoid, but we're in an Eton hospital just now and it's soft tissue damage. He's had it x-rayed and he's also got a pretty stiff and sore knee as well to go with it. It was a fair impact and you would have thought the safety barrier would be in an air fence that's about 2 feet thick. That would have stopped an accident like that, but I said the kid just didn't bother to turn left. He just went straight on, rammed him into the fence and up and over. I think one of the sort of semi-issues as well is to think that maybe now the fence is too close to the wall, because when he went over the top, he was trapped between the wall and the air fence as well. If it had been a few feet further out, he would probably have landed on the floor okay. Whether that would have been a benefit, I don't know. Just one of these things, though, eh? Unlucky weekend. He would certainly probably have been one of the favourites. I would reckon he would have been in with a chance of making the podium, without a doubt.
Well, George, that's indoor cycle speedway.
Yeah.
You don't have that problem outdoors. You've got plenty of green grass and everything to
that's
roll
right.
about on.
Yeah. I mean, I think the other, just to add insult to injury, when the referee made his decision, he excluded Kieran for being the primary stoppage of the race, causing the stoppage of the race. Well, he would be if he was over the other side of the air fence. But as other people were pointing out, if Kieran hadn't been there, that rider would have gone straight into the air fence himself. So how to manage, I mean, he wouldn't have been able to complete the rides anyway, but how to manage to exclude him for something that was no cause of his, I don't know. But you see these things all the time in sport, contentious decisions, and this is just another one. Eh? Just added a wee bit of insult to injury for him.
The referees at the indoor, compare them with referees at the outdoor, is there any difference?
Same
in the
referees.
Rules?
Same referees.
And same rules?
Same, well, more or less, yeah. Aye. Slight variations, because it's indoors. But same referees, it's just that in certain instances they tend to translate the rules a wee bit differently to the outdoor stuff. Certainly if that had happened outdoors, there would have been absolutely no question that the other kid would have been excluded.
I looked at photographs of the track, George, and it's like drawing a line down the centre of the hall and saying, right, you've got to cycle round that. Is that a standard track for the British
Indoor
Cycling Championship?
Yeah, any indoors, it's like that. I'll give you an idea of the difference between the outdoor and the indoor stuff, Russell, when I say that I've taken probably around about 470 pictures over the 2 days. And of that 470, you'll see them online when I get them posted, maybe Monday or Tuesday. I would say of that 470 pictures, there's about 300 of them are crashes. That's,
my God.
That's the difference. Outdoors, you'll maybe get one or two crashes in a meeting. With this, it's crash after crash after crash.
Is it the drivers, their abilities and maybe not dealing with the curves and that, or just going, right, I'm going to win, regardless?
In some cases it is. They're going to win regardless. In other cases, they're just carrying way too much speed going into tight corners. And on the exit, they're just running into the safety fence. It doesn't take much of a nudge from another rider. If you drift wide and the other rider comes up inside you, it doesn't take much of a nudge to stick you into that air fence.
So the riders that are taking part in the British Indoor Cycle Speedway Championships, is there any, have you got to be a certain category before you're allowed to race in that? Or can anyone race in it, regardless of what experience that you
anyone can. That's a rough idea of what certain riders think of it. Andy Angel, now you know who that is. He's the British number one senior rider. He's won it, I think it's either three or four times. For three times, Kieran sitting next to me saying, three times Andy has won it. He does not enter the British Indoor Championships for the exact reason of what happened today to Kieran. That's why he doesn't enter it.
I can fully understand. So there is a question about the quality of the riders with the experience that they've got that are actually taking part in the indoors. And maybe that's the reason why there's been so many crashes.
It's the same riders that race outdoors and indoors, but what I would say is that the majority of these riders that are competing there today and are certainly in the mix, if you race them outdoors, they wouldn't be in the mix. They would be well
right.
back.
How many riders did you take down with you?
Five.
You took five riders down with you,
yeah.
right? Experienced cycle speedway riders to the indoors.
Yeah.
If you took 10 riders down, or 15, or even 20, would that have made any difference to the result for the Edinburgh Falcons?
No, because very few of them feel comfortable riding. I mean, that's the first time Kieran has ridden that indoor. Okay, he's practiced once or twice. But again, you're talking about, okay, he's 13. He won the British under-13 Cycle Speedway Championship outdoor last year. But that counted for nothing there today. Absolutely nothing for what happened.
What about supporters? Is it an event where a lot of people were watching?
Oh, there's loads of parents. Yeah, parents and friends there. Yeah, boyfriends and girlfriends and all the rest of it. They're all there watching. It was a great turnout, great crowd.
Let's get back to the accident with Kieran. Take it they've got to have first aiders there. What happened after the crash?
Well, they took about 15 minutes to get him extricated from between the safety fence and the wall. First, they had to get him up from between it onto the safety fence itself to assess what damage there was. But no, I mean, the first aid there was okay. No problems with that. They obviously erred on the side of caution. It looked, not just the safety side of things, it looked from anybody looking at his wrist that there's a possibility that the scaphoid is broken. But he's had it x-rayed and it's soft tissue damage, so in theory, he's got off pretty light.
And you're at the hospital just now?
We're at the hospital just now, just waiting on one of the cars coming to pick us up and take us back again.
Who's with you?
Neil and Kieran.
Can I speak to Neil?
Aye, you speak to Neil. Hold on a sec.
Hello, Russell.
Hi, Neil. Sorry to hear about Kieran, but
that's
better than what we thought.
Aye. The thing is, he's walking, he's in one piece, so it matters.
Is his pride hurt?
Yeah, I think he was a bit sort of gutted that he couldn't race on, but at the end of the day, he's already British champion, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Ah, that's true. What about you? Would you have fancy taking part in this weekend's event?
No chance, no.
Why?
Not for me. It's too dangerous, to be quite honest. Brittle bones as well.
Not dangerous enough for the event to be stopped. What was the best part for you?
True for us all, I actually didn't enjoy any of it, to be quite honest.
Why?
It's just not my type of sport. It's no cycle speedway. What I see outdoors and what I do outdoors is all about power and strength, and that's just about technique, really.
Or getting to the finishing line first.
Basically, but it's just totally different for outdoor cycle speedway. So, in all honesty, I've been enjoying it, to be quite honest. The team event's going on now, but unfortunately, well, I had to pull out of it. But I don't know how they're getting on, to be quite honest. They have got a team in, they've only got three riders, but...
So who's riding just now?
Mikey Hughes and Mark Lee and Dougie Morgan.
How do you think they'll get on with three riders?
I think they'll get an eye right, to be quite honest.
How many do you need in the team?
You need four.
So are you basically, you know, the normal point system, you get 4, 3, 2, 1 points, is that right, in cycle speedway outside?
You do, you do. But unfortunately, well, Jake's no racing, and I've had to come to the hot spot over here, and so they've only got a three-man team. But there'll be four races when they've not got a rider in the race, to be quite honest. There's four in the race, and obviously they've only got three riders.
All right, so they'll take all points?
And they'll end up scoring nothing now, so basically the chances of them going through are pretty slim. 14 tournament, you're kind of sort of racing for yourself. Eh? Well, you're part of the team, but in a race, you're racing for yourself because you've not got a teammate in the race. Even that's totally different for outdoor cycle speedway as well. Eh?